This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode. We barely made it today, but yeah. We made it happen. We're crunching on time today. Back to the school hustle and bustle of getting all the things done.
Yeah.
Haircuts, dentist, all the things.
Yes, for sure. School supply shopping, all the things. But it's nice.
Have you done school supply shopping?
Yes. I will say this is probably like second grade and fifth grade are easy years to shop for, at least our school. Like, I feel like I didn't have to buy anything crazy. It was a pretty easy list to knock out. So all done.
Yeah.
Everything's ready to go.
That's good. Everything's ready to go here. Yeah. My last checklist was their dentist appointment today. And their haircuts, and we're good to go now. I feel like
go to school.
I'm like, now we can just rest.
Yeah,
go to school. Go to school Monday, not Thursday. You start Thursday too.
Yeah,
right?
But I will say, I actually really like that they start at the end of the week because I already know, like, kids get excited for the first day of school, but then they also are like, dang, I'm tired. Like, I didn't properly prepare sleep wise, and then also for me too, it helps me get into a rhythm as a mom. So I'm like, I'm here for the like short week, then the following let it be like a normal full on.
No, it makes total sense because it's like the first week of school they can't really do anything because the first like 2 days are like getting in the routine, and then now they're like halfway through the week and they're like, well, we can't start correctly, so then they wait till the following week. So it's like makes sense that like Monday when it comes can just be a fresh
For sure.
Normal week. Yeah.
Good job, so schools. Like good job doing it.
I know, but did you see Hawaii and California and stuff like that? They started already.
Yeah, they start really
this
early.
This past Monday. Yeah.
And we have some schools here that don't start until after Labor Day. So I think it also is like weather dependent. Like they try to match the cycle of seasons a little bit dependent on where you live in the country. Because I feel like it's, you can tell the difference as you like come across like with how early some districts start.
I mean, I'm here for them staggering like schools so that like vacations are not wild.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We don't want our cruise ship like full and at max price because everybody's on vacation at the same time.
I know. I mean, Jackie and I booked a cruise in October.
We did. Woo-hoo.
We go get away. Yeah. We're excited. We're going to go possibly swim in the stingrays.
Hopefully. Which I've never done. Yeah. I've never done that before either. So I feel like that'll be super fun.
Hopefully when none of us are like a Steve Irwin, you know?
I think they like...
How do they prevent you from getting like...
I think on some of these types of things, I don't know specifically for this one, but I think they like get rid of that hook thing at the end.
They do when they're like in captivity, but this is in the ocean.
But it's like a little bay. Like, I don't know. I feel like they know what they're doing when they have... Because
I've
did
heard
like
they're
a,
like, they just tell you ways to not like aggravate them.
Yeah, because we did one in Australia where they like had us standing in like a pool, and then they basically were like, as long as you're on the front side of it, they can't harm, like they're not gonna like flip their thing over and like scorpion you. So it was basically like, as long as you're on the front and then they swim past you, then it was like very unlikely that they're gonna just like whip around and impale us. So I wonder if they like just tell us to stay in a particular spot and they're like, don't come at us.
But I've seen them like get up on their hand and like feed them. Like they come up on you and I'm like, dang, okay, let's. I mean, I guess if they're getting food, they're not going to sting you, right?
No. They like us.
I hope not. I'm like, don't act fearful so that they're okay with you.
It's just like dogs, right? Like they can tell when we're like anxious or whatever. And that's how the dogs get all crazy on us too. So it's all, I'm sure
that's
the same.
Like the shark whisper. Yeah. Have you seen that documentary?
I don't think so.
You should watch it. It's this girl that literally like swims with the sharks and like great whites. Mm. And she literally like pushes them away with her hand. But she's like, you basically have to like, even though she's just standing there, she like makes a presence like she's not scared of them.
I love that.
So then they feel that. Yeah. Like they feel like, oh, you're not like prey for me, you know? But straight up, like she swims on their like fins, like great shark, like great white sharks. I'm like,
that's actually really cool. I wish that was something that was like more readily available, because I feel like that's something I would do if I could.
Well, she actually does like a dive in Hawaii. She lives there, okay. And her husband do it there.
That's nice. So like, they have a business and I can sign up and do that. All right.
Yeah, let's go. I would do it. I would be a little like, maybe not 100%. When I say calm, I don't mean literally like physically, but like mentally. But I feel like I could be pretty calm.
Yeah.
I don't think, the ocean doesn't really scare me very much.
I feel like I would be like nervous, excited before, like as we're like heading out on the boat or wherever like the dive spot is. But I feel like once we're there and like, then I'm like, I see the first person jump or something, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I feel like that's, I'm like, no, I'm a hype myself first, up person. Like, so I feel
when
like.
When I see the first like tiger shark come by, I'd be like,
yeah,
okay, don't come for me.
Yeah.
I know I have a lot of meat right now. But I'm a little fluffy right now and I look good, but don't come for me. Which we're going to work on that. You know how they have like people's goals, summer body? Guys, I've moved mine. Mine's just winter body. We're going to go for having a great body in the winter.
No, it's just, yeah. I mean, it's just for all the cruises, just in time.
So. The problem is summer body is just so brutally hard. The problem is, it's like I was talking to Jackie the other day, like I have not been home.
Yeah.
Like even remotely in a normal routine in like a month and a half. Either we've been on vacation or somebody's been here. Yeah. And of course, when people are here out of town, what do? We eat at all the places they don't get to eat at.
And you're not going to the gym. Like you're not going to be like, okay, I'll be back, guys. I'm going to go do a workout and then I'll see you later. Like it's harder to squeeze it in. Like.
Yeah, well, that and physical therapy told me not to.
So. Oh, yeah, you were just following your doctor's instructions.
Yeah, and then I got fat. So it's like wonderful. I'm literally now officially at my highest weight ever.
I feel like you're such a, like, we've talked about this before. You're a stick with it type of person, and you're typically very, like, healthy and by the book.
She's been saying that for 1 year on the podcast. You're a stick with it type of person.
But you haven't had a chance. Like, summer break, I think I at least felt ignorant because I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep up with my routine that I had while the boys were in school. I 100% did not. Like, I worked out way less than I did during the school year. I think it's so much easier. Everything is so much easier when the kids are in school because I can just get everything that I need to get done. I can get work done. I can squeeze in a workout.
We have to be up and about. Yeah, we have to. Yeah.
The kids, it's not that the kids don't let us work. Like, we have kids that are old enough, but like they also want to be entertained, and it's just it's hard then like to be selfish all day long, like, and be like, okay, well now you just need to go watch TV so I can work out, read, study the Bible, talk with my friends, go paint my nails, go get my hair. Like, there's not enough time that you have to prioritize, like, what selfish thing you're going to do. And I'm just like, okay, never mind. I'll just wait till they go back to school.
Like, yeah. I am not in my reading era.
Summer's hard for that, too.
I haven't been in my reading era since last year. I haven't read one book this year. Not one. Dang. I always do this, though. I go through cycles. Yeah. I've said this before. Like, I'll read, like, a buttload of books. I'll read, like, 30 books, 40 books a year.
Because last year we were doing good. There was a lot of books that we had read, like that we were able to like swap back and forth and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then this year, none. None. No desire.
Fall. Fall's going to be our season. I already know it.
We're going to be skinny. My goal is to at least drop like, what's a realistic number to lose weight before our cruise? 25 pounds?
October cruise. Oh, end of October cruise. So we didn't lose the month of October. Like, and it's still just the beginning of August. Yeah.
Is 25 pounds, is that a lot?
That, to me, that seems like a lot because it's realistically only 2 months. Because
you don't have fat to lose.
No, but it's only 2 months. Like, is that an achievable? I feel like a lot of people can lose like a good chunk, right? What is that, 5 to 10 pounds?
I think it's like 2.5 months.
For, what is it, 5 to 10 pounds in the first 2 weeks of like a diet or like a new workout plan. But like, what does that look like within those remaining, what is that, 6 weeks, did you say?
Okay, let's do 20 pounds.
I feel like that's really realistic.
It's like, what is that, 3 pounds a week?
I mean, that seems like a lot, too. I also am the person, I don't know where you have 20 pounds to lose also.
So. Oh, I have 45 pounds to lose. Yeah. I weigh 100. I'm not like those girls. You know those girls that are like, I can't share my weight? I'm not like that. I weigh 165 pounds.
I know, but you don't look like that. 5'4". Like that's
5'4".
I don't know what it is. I feel like it's your frame or something because you don't look like that.
I would say I do carry my weight somewhat well. Yeah. I mean, like, somewhat. I
you don't have, like, a belly that hangs because, over your pants or something.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, like, I don't have it hang over my pants, but I definitely have, like, that, like, pregnant belly where you're just like. And if you'd see me without one, it's just because I'm sucking in, guys. That's really it. It's because I'm sucking in. So my abs at the end of the day of being in, the, like, an outing is, like,
that's
on fire.
Yeah, that's your workout. You have been working out.
This whole time. Yeah. But yeah, I started, was it yesterday or Monday? Whatever day it was. I don't know what day we're on. Monday. And I worked out. I've been working out every day.
Yep.
I'm going to work out today. I've been eating good. So we're just, I'm saying it again for our listeners. Our listeners are like, yo, we've heard this 50 times. I'm going to do it.
The chronicles of Jackie and Heather being healthy. Like, it's just our continuous thing. Like,
I think I'm just really officially done. You know, you have to hit the point where you're just like fed up with your own body.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
But I also, I 100% think that this is related to summer break and your physical therapy. Like, cause you're not,
guys, this is why
not,
I'm friends with Jackie. She's my high man. She's like, girl, it's not because you're eating bad.
Well, you guys enjoy yourself, right? Like, we go on vacations. Like, because Tony and I are also those types of people. If we're going to go on a cruise, we're not going to restrict ourselves. Like, we paid money to enjoy some yummy food, enjoy different cuisine from different places. Like, I'm not going to sit in my cabin and have a salad.
But you and Tony, like, don't get fat. So you're not like me and Alvaro.
But, like, I'm saying, like, just averagely speaking. Yeah. Like, so I would never expect for you guys to be like, bang, like, 2 months, we're going on cruises, we have visits with family and friends. Like, we're just going to sit at home and, like, just eat chicken breast and salad. Like, that's not... Yeah. Also, any dietitian's not going to recommend that because you're going to fall off the wagon. Like, that's not, like, it's all about balance, which I think you guys are really good at doing that when it's normal, when you don't have a vacation going on. So that's why I'm like, I'm not even concerned for, like, oh, dang, is my friend going to lose this 20 pounds? Like, I know you're going to do it because you guys have such a normal.
No, you need to make sure I don't get fatter. That's the key.
You guys are so good at, like, a normal routine because even your husband's that way as well. Like, he likes them, like, hey, like, we're not going to go out to eat this week and we're going to, like, meal prep. We're going to have these workouts. Like, so you both are really supportive of that in your household, which I think makes it work. Like,
yeah, that helps. Yeah. No, for real though, if you hear me, like, they're like, now I'm 170, you'd be like, yo, girl, every day I want to see a text from you, a video of you working out. That's what I want from you. Like, we cannot get any bigger. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of that though, the president's fitness test is back.
Yes. What are your thoughts on this? Like, because
I love it.
This is what we used to do when we were in elementary school. And it was like,
I love
the pressure. The pressure is on. Like, the president is watching us right now. Sit and reach. Go. Like,
well, that's what's hilarious is because I'm thinking in my head, like, I understand that this is something like, oh, you know, they basically are like, this is what you have to implement in PE or whatever it is. But, like, do they report your times and stuff? Or is this just like, just do it and they just assume they do it?
I think the way that the program used to work, at least, it's a panel of people, which I think is what they're assembling right now. And then the public schools that participate in this program, they do keep some sort of database or statistics or a tally of some sort. And that eventually does get shared then, like, all the way up, like,
to the president.
I mean, there's probably some sort of briefing he sits down for, and it's like, everyone failed, like, no one can run, like, and they did.
Jacqueline,
I did read,
Robinson got 15 minutes on her model.
But I did read, they actually, so we have no official, like, launch date, so that's fine. It obviously is going to take a little bit of while for the program to, like, roll out, but I did read that they're, like, already anticipating there's going to be a curve. Like, they already know that the first group of kids that go through this, like, it ain't looking good. And
they're,
I thought,
like,
I was like, wow,
a mile,
like,
in my life.
They are very receptive to the way that our schools and kids have been for the past 10 years. So I'm just like,
ooh. Yeah, they need it. Yeah. They need it. Yeah, I actually saw that. I wasn't sure when it went away. It went away in 2012. Yeah. So what is that? Like Gen Z never got it, right?
Yeah, generally. Yeah, for especially because I think they try to catch the, we had looked it up and it's kind of like your middle school, high schoolers. So we're not like, they're not, they might asking roll it out graders. For elementary kids and we don't know what that's going to look like, but they, you know, it's kind of the older kids. Like they expect them to be able to participate in these activities and they should. A 10-year-old should be able to do these.
You should be able to run a mile.
So I was trying to read. I was like, what kind of caused this program to have so many like negative thoughts? Like, why did people not like this program? And it was because of mental health of the kids, because they dealt with. Brother. Yeah, because I was like, I want to know both sides of this. So, of course, like we.
What's the mental health? They're peer pressure. Gonna be depressed for running the mile.
It's the embarrassment and peer pressure of having to perform the test in front of their peers. So you're running the mile with your class. So then you see the slowest kid in the back. You have the kids when they're doing like their jumps, like their long jump or the sit. In reach or their sit-ups, like everyone's watching that on the gymnasium floor.
Good. So that's so good for like that's good so good for being competitive, right? Like I remember when Alvar and I were like in the beginning stages of dating, we would go run the track at Miami-Dade. Yeah. And I remember literally almost dying and passing out, but I wouldn't stop because I was like, I will not embarrass myself.
I will not stop.
I will not stop and show him that I cannot run. So I'm going to keep going. And that was good for me, you know?
No, of course. Good to have, and like, I think that's why millennials are so, we are competitive in nature. And I think we're also like, not scarred from it, but we're also like, we're tough and rough because I think we dealt with that stuff. Like,
which we need because that's what the world is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and I, that's so they're trying to implement this to make us, it's like rolling out a bunch, right? So it's looking at the health of our current childhood generation, kids. Which I mean, we can all we know, like we've talked about this on previous episodes, even our own kids are guilty of, like, they're gonna play video games, you know, I'm not outside playing at the park with them every single day, like I know that this
our
is
kids
thing.
Are less active than we were,
exactly. That's it. Just it generally speaking, I already know I'm part of it, so I'm not like passing the blame on the rest of society. But they said that they're noticing obviously health problems rising in children, and then we're also military readiness is down, longevity, so they're trying to really tap into longevity because they're noticing that kids are getting problems much earlier in life than the avoidable stuff, you know, that they would get as adults or older adults. So I'm like, dang, like this is a real thing, like we've had this
and
for
you're
years.
Seeing and you even are seeing that like at the gym,
because
Jackie does like fitness classes at the gym. And she has to sign off on people that, like, just get out of boot camp that literally are already in a program because they're not fit enough.
Yeah.
And it's, like, basic stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this, I mean, just think of this test, if they keep it similar to what we had when we were in school, it's pretty much kind of comparable to a military graduate, like a boot camp test.
Yeah, so. Like, they're not asking you to run 10 miles.
No,
you know
absolutely
what I mean?
Not. Like.
So I think it's good. I'm here for it. Yeah. And anyone that's not here for it, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'd be curious to kind of hear other people's perspectives, because like that's why I was reading that article, because it was like, why do people, you know, scoff at this or not want the program to come back? And I'm like, okay, like obviously we're gonna have the people who are like, oh, the peer pressure. Like I get it. Being a teenager, as your body's changing, like there's already a lot going on in that stage, and then to add like a physical fitness test on top of that, it's gonna be. You know, you're going to have teenage angst, but at the same time, like everybody's doing it, like you're going to improve. And that's the program is in place to
see
improvement.
It's good for
you. Yeah. Like, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Not you. 100%. The kids are listening. If there's like a 15-year-old that's listening to the podcast. Like.
I agree. I remember. So I was homeschooled majority of my life, and we would have like it was called like a co-op or whatever. Yep. And it was just a bunch of us. And we would like, I mean, they would get even the little, what were those things called that measured your mile? That you would be like, you would like, go
oh, like
with
the
it,
wheel
walking.
And you like roll
yeah,
it.
Yeah. They would get our like exact mile or mile and a half. Yeah. And we would, same thing as you guys in like public school, we would have to do our test.
Yeah.
Like we would all do our mile. We'd all do our push-ups. We'd all do our like flexibility, reaching our toes. I mean, like we had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I never thought in my head, also, I feel like if you grew up doing something like that, I don't ever remember. I wasn't the best. No, yeah. I wasn't per se the worst, but like, I don't ever remember being like, well, everyone's looking at me oh my gosh, I didn't do as good as this person. Like, I never remember being like embarrassed by it.
Yeah, because we're because we're all sitting there doing the same thing.
Also, I didn't care if, you know, Alicia got almost last place. Yeah. Like, who cares? Yeah. Like, I didn't care.
No, I can't even remember as a kid. Stuff. And we also did it every year. That's why I think we're like ignorant to it, I guess, because it's just like a part of growing up. Like, it's like drinking out of the water hose. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember running to the water fountain, and now I wonder, is that the only time I drank water in school was coming back from the 1 mile run? Like, is that all of my water consumption right there? I don't remember being traumatized by it. I mean, I understand why some parents might be concerned, but if they roll this out during our kiddos, like, middle school years, I'm in support of it.
I mean, they better. Yeah. How long is it going to take them to get it
together? It's crazy. I couldn't find any dates on it.
I hope this year, honestly. Yeah,
if they'd get it started for, like, incoming 26, I feel like that's pretty good for, like, a program to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they... I think what they should do this year, even if they don't have a program, since everyone knows it's going to roll out, like, get your kids in shape. Like, start running.
Yeah. Like, just, and also I think it's just, it instills good values in the kids too, because they want to do better. And like, this is just something that like, you can challenge yourself to like, oh man, like, I'm not happy with my run time. I'm going to see if I can do better next year. Like, or stuff like that. So I feel like it's going to be fine. So it's interesting. Like, whoever thought that something this could add so much like conversation, like
controversy,
like on the
like
the
how it's groups. Negative.
But it's stuff I didn't. That's why I was so curious. I had to look it up because I couldn't even think like, what don't?
Why
we,
would this be taken away?
Why don't we like it?
So who knows? Yeah. It was taken away in 2012, and I guess they were basically saying, like, if you do extracurricular activities, like, it's okay.
Yeah, the health and wellness program for children at the time, they just revamped it. It looked a little different. Instead of having a set test that they completed during the school hours, it was, like, a whole program of, like, kids get outside. And, I mean, I think a lot of stuff happened in the past 15 years. Like, I mean, we had a lot of regression during COVID. I feel like, did you have any friends?
I think technology, honestly.
Well, yeah, technology is a huge factor, but I thought it was hilarious. I don't know if you had any friends that, like, during the school lockdown, they completed PE over Zoom. And I thought that was the most hilarious thing ever, because I was like, I think we had a neighbor at the time who was maybe early high school age. So they completed PE class on Zoom, and they just had to have enough space. So they were required to move their computer to like the opposite side of the room so they could see them all do like their jumping jacks, or like if they were doing, you know, burpees or whatever the case was. And I was just like, this is for real? And they're like, yeah. Like, no. They had to log in for that.
First-hand experience where, so my brother, I've talked about him before, my younger brother.
Oh, yeah, he's that age.
Younger than me.
Yeah, okay, I forget. You have a living example.
So he moved, that's a bad example, a bad statement, but he came to our house for like a month or so, or maybe like a month and a half, just to kind of like switch up his environment during COVID.
Okay. You know, that's like actually nice. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. He needed like a little like switch up, you know, because it was just like mundane and he didn't think he needed a switch up. But me and my mom were like, you need like life around you, you know, because if anyone knows my parents' house, it's like very quiet. Like, my mom takes care of my dad. There's no like activity or talking. So it's like he needed to come here and have some like life in the house, you know. So anyways, when he was younger, he used to do like typical, like, not Dungeons and Dragons, but like he would have his sword and like you would catch him in his room like playing around with it or whatever. And so he was here and we were downstairs and we just hear like, do, 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 like loud banging. And I'm like, is Cody like playing in there while he's doing school? Like, what is happening?
Interesting.
So he has a door locked and I just hear do, 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 like movement. Yeah. And I knock and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing in there? And he's like, I'll tell you later or whatever. And he literally is like, I'm doing PE.
What?
And he was just doing like jumping jacks and different things. I was like, you do this like and watch all of each other. Like, that's more embarrassing than the president's fitness test.
To be in the little Zoom squares, like watching each
going
other.
Going like, doing jumping jacks.
And you know that like iPads were shaking and like,
oh,
it was just
a
hot mess. And like half the kids are probably in their PJs because they're like, I don't have to go to real school. Like, so it's just like, not it.
I was like, you have to do that? He's like, don't even remind me. Like, that's he was crazy. So upset.
Yeah.
He was so annoyed with it. He was like, it's the most embarrassing thing ever.
Yeah, that is, that would be embarrassing. It was definitely different than like the type of PE that we had in our, so lucky that we didn't have to go through COVID PE class. Like,
it cracks me up that they like talk about mental health for this test. And I'm like, what about the mental health and like the things you made kids do during COVID? Yeah. What about that? Yep. Like, that didn't matter. Nope. But running the mile, you know, gonna give somebody PTSD, you know?
The peer pressure for sure. That's funny. Oh man. Sorry out there, Cody.
Okay, I have a new show for you.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, Apple TV. Yep. Okay, by the way, I'm recommending a show I've seen two episodes.
So if it sucks, we can't hold Heather accountable.
So I really can't. Actually, I don't even know what it's called, actually. Dang. What is it called? It's with Jason Momoa. And
We just scrolled past it last night.
I know. I'm drawing a blank on the name right now. Oh, Chief of War.
Okay. Yep.
And I like it.
It's good.
If you don't mind reading captions, it's good. They kept it very, it's all in like Hawaiian.
Interesting. Okay.
What do you call it? Olelo? Olelo? I don't know. Whatever the Hawaiian language is. It's something like that. It's purely in Hawaiian.
So does he speak Hawaiian?
So he did speak Hawaiian before this, like, pretty decently. Okay. But he's like, I definitely had to, like, fully. Because, like, obviously he wasn't having these, like, deep conversations like he is in the
Interesting.
Show.
But yes,
he fully, like, fluently speaks it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to check that out. Because we had watched, like, the trailer.
He's born
for
in
it.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
His dad's, like, indigenous Hawaiian.
But I just, a lot of the times, even though people are born in Hawaii, like, they're not going to speak the native language just because English is just everywhere. So
From what I know, his dad does speak it fluently and that's how he learned it and like his family and all that. And then I guess he just perfected it. But it's good. Yeah. I liked it.
We'll have to check it out.
I like it. It's like it's action, but it has like some like calming. The cinematography is beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always here for an Apple show. I don't think I've seen an Apple show yet that I didn't care for. I've been pretty pleased with the platform putting out some good shows.
We're watching Smoke 2 right now. That's currently playing. Okay. I want to say it's like 6 episodes. Mm. Still being run, but 6 episodes are in right now. And that one's, it's decent, but it's kind of odd.
Yeah? Okay.
It's like
the fire, guy who's an arson detective.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. We haven't started that one. And I had like mixed feelings when I watched like the trailer.
I had mixed feelings
too. Because I was like, I can't really tell, like, is this the show? Like where they just gave everything away in the trailer. And I was like, well, that looks boring. So now I'm like curious if like there's more going on behind that.
I had mixed reviews too. And I was like, let's just watch this. So we're watching it. And when I say it's weird, is the guy is like creepy.
Yeah.
Like he does a good job because you're creeped out by him.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Like I was like, if I met this man in real life, I would be like terrified.
Okay. Well, I feel that when you feel like the character matches the vibe that we're supposed to be like getting. So I guess that's right. That's his character then. Like we want him to be creepy. Okay.
I mean, we don't want him to be creepy, but that's supposed to be his character.
Gotcha.
But yes, I would say it's like, it's not a bad watch.
Okay.
So like, if you need to start a new show, it's not it's not one that you're like, I can't finish it.
Okay.
I don't feel like. It's just not, it wouldn't be like my top show that I'm like, yes, that was the best show ever. It's like Severance was so good. And then it just went like downhill. And I don't have hope for the next season.
I'm curious how they're going to like circle back.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending.
So we'll see what they do with that because I honestly have no idea. Like I feel like the season one ending left us like with something to like think about and want.
No, we wanted more.
Yes. And they left it open enough that we didn't be like, oh, well, how are they going to fix that? Like they left it to where we'd be like, yeah, okay, there's a lot open for whatever here. But season two ending was like, okay. That was done. Nothing left.
Spoiler if you haven't seen it, but just the fact that like his whole goal was to get his wife out. And then he was like, bye. Yeah. I don't choose you. Like, what?
Yeah, that really threw me off because it's not what I would have expected.
Like, no, that's not how I want it to end.
So I feel like we all turn to our husbands and we're like, would you do that to me? Like,
I would knock
out. Like, pick your innie over me?
Like, I'm like, all right, I hope you burn in here.
Have fun.
Bye.
Have fun when you go to your Audi and you see me out, you know, when you're like lost your whole life and the locks are changed on the doors.
Like, I know.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, but thank you so much for the show suggestions. I'll have to let you know if we dive into those because I feel like we've kind of like summer's one of those where there's not a lot. So I think we're going to be able to like we have space to add like a new show to the schedule.
That's why we added the smoke one because it was like, and we're like, well, we have space.
Yeah, we have space in our itinerary.
I'm excited for Summer I Turn Pretty, though. I didn't read the books. Yeah. Okay. But I accidentally saw what the book ending is, and I was like appalled.
Really? Okay, I haven't. That's how it. Don't spoil it for me, because I don't know how the books end.
Okay, well, so do I spoil it for you? Because supposedly the girl that wrote it says that she's changing it, so it's new for people.
Oh, okay. So to people have not be thrown off by the book.
But then if it's the same, don't come and kill me.
Like, what
the? But she says she wants it to be different. Oh, okay. Because she doesn't want people that read the books. So she ends up breaking off the engagement.
Really?
By the way, it's a spoiler.
End the episode now if you guys don't want to be spoiled.
This is for the books. He ends up breaking it off with Jeremiah.
Okay.
And then a little delay, and then she ends up with Conrad and marries him.
Oh, okay. Like, so maybe that. That's Conrad why I've sucks. Seen all the stuff where they like show.
Conrad sucks. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I did know that a little bit because I think that's like the like when people do like blog posts and stuff, they're showing that, but obviously it's not them because they don't have pictures of them from the TV show doing that stuff. So maybe that's what that's all.
I swear,
to.
If that ends like that, it shows her love. Yeah. Like Jeremiah loves her. Yeah. And Conrad just like he has mental health problems.
He does.
One. We already know that. And he like ignored her the whole time.
I did think it was. Have you seen all the videos about how we're all like 30-year-old like women watching high schooler like college aged kids like fall in love? And I was like, that's cute. Yeah. When they're like, get out of here! Like, and this show's for us. I was like, that's cute.
Yeah,
like, cause it's true. I was like, dang, we're all watching this.
It's true. But I'm Team Jeremiah. Just saying.
Dang. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, for closing us out with a little bit of a spoiler. So we'll all stay tuned for that. Let us know in the chat if you guys are watching or reading. Let us know your thoughts. Team Conrad, Jeremiah, let us know.
Are you Team Jeremiah?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, Conrad in the season is being so weird.
He truly loves her and shows her that. Like, he's obsessed with her. Like,
Conrad needs to sort out his own stuff before he can love somebody else. That's how.
And go be with the redhead.
Yeah. Yes. She's like so interested in him.
Yeah.
Like, she's throwing herself at him and he just like, just whatever that emotional wall that he has. And I'm just like, okay, he needs to love himself. He's got an issue today. Like, but anyways, before we go on a whole spiral with the Summer I Turned Pretty, thank you so much for joining us for our chat today. Yes. We love having this time with you guys every week. Be sure to check us out on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube if you guys want to watch the video version. And you might have heard our ads. Please don't be alarmed. We didn't pick them. So if there's
bad ones, let us know.
Like, we're trying to keep them to where they're appropriate, and they shouldn't be bad. I don't think that they're going to be like bad rated X ads, but
just green
drink. Yeah. Stuff that maybe is not applicable, but
but it's fine.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you for your support, and we will chat next week.
Bye.